Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're really late. We start the program just right after the top of the hour, but thanks for joining me. My guest, Action Roofing, Jack Martin, who I met back in 1989, used his services ever since. He's been a sponsor of the program for many years now. And my mistake calling Action Energy a subsidiary of Action Roofing, actually, Action Energy is its own separate company. And Jack just happens to be president of both. Hey, welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Jack Martin.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Good to talk to you. We're going to talk roofing, this Title 24 in the city of Santa Barbara. During the break, we were talking about, you know, investments and people buying solar and battery. And you mentioned the simple statement that obviously the higher your bill, the sooner you get paid back. But the lower the bill, the longer you get paid back. But you're still getting paid back.
Exactly. It's the tiers and the cost for the tier four versus a tier one or two is where the expense is much greater through the electric company. And tier one and tier two is much lesser cost.
As it goes up. And again, I'm giving out one number, which you can get both Action Roofing and Action Energy, even though two separate companies, and that's 805-966-3696, just to keep it simple. And not give out the second number. So, Jack, before you tell me about Title 24 in Santa Barbara, I've promised to mention how you got me a free $25,000 roof. You probably don't remember this, but it was one of the earlier days, back around in the early 90s, I'm guessing, and I was sold like a $750,000 house, which was huge. It's like today it'd be $2 million. And they just had a brand new roof put on. And the home inspector said, you know, I don't know, you might want to get a roofing inspection. And my buyer said, well, why would I get a roofing inspection? I got a brand new roof. And you came out, and you're not going to remember the details, neither do I, but basically they didn't install it properly, so the warranty would not be good. And the seller had to put on a brand new roof. I don't know how often that happens. You certainly don't remember my story, but...
Well, it's amazing sometimes, but it does happen. And I do a lot of inspections through real estate, new and existing structures, and not on a regular basis, but we certainly find problems with roofs that are newly installed that they were not installed properly. So,
and it doesn't always mean a new roof, but it could mean certain adjustments.
Absolutely.
I mean, even when someone buys a brand new home, which is a little more common than it was when I started in 88, there were no brand new homes, but they still recommend a home inspection. You know, you just never know. Well, that's how I got a free roof. So Title 24, adapting Title 24 for residential as of January 1st, 2020, the city of Santa Barbara. What is that, Jack?
Well, Title 24 came into play in 2016. And it's an energy code to make roofs and energy more efficient for homes and commercial businesses. However, in 2016, it only went into effect for commercial buildings. Residential was an exemption up until 2020. The city of Santa Barbara has recently voted to adopt the residential code. So this means that roof colors will have to meet a certain SRI standard, which is Solar Reflectivity Index. Title 24 is a reflectivity of 16. And there's many roofing products currently that are on the market that meet that reflectivity. There is also another index that is called the Cal Green. And that index is 20. If that is adopted by the city, and that's still not clear to us yet, that can affect some of the roof colors in Santa Barbara, that the index will be high enough that it will require them to go to lighter roof colors.
Wow. So that's a big deal. I mean, a lot of people love a dark, almost a black roof.
Yes, especially with our view corridors. We want to keep darker color roofs that are not as reflective, and the city has always been part of that that they do not like white, for instance. So it won't be that you have to have only white roofs, but some of the darker colors will have restrictions. And that will be mainly concrete and asphalt tiles. The clay tiles all meet the standards that are necessary where we have a lot of Spanish and terracotta colors. And that won't be affected, but the other products will, which is still the majority.
So even though, for example, a terracotta tile roof, red, is kind of on the darker scale, because of the material, it acts more as an insulator and the color is not as of an impact?
Well, the material and the airspace that's underneath of it, if you think of a terracotta, there is airspace underneath of all terracottas. So that will heat up, but because of the airspace, it will not affect the inside of the building structure.
It's a buffer.
It's a buffer.
Yeah, I never really thought about that. Even though down at the end of the Spanish tile roofs, a lot of times you'll put in some kind of mortar to keep birds from going up there, would screens be better to allow airflow?
No, that's not necessary because it's the material is not coming in direct contact with the roof deck itself.
Right. So, right. Well, that's very interesting. I remember a guy I knew, he built a house on the Riviera, and he had to go down to the city. They had to approve the paint of that house, brand new construction house, because it was so visible in the Riviera. So so now we're coming to, well, how big of an impact, you know, would this be? Is it going to be like, remember with the old shake roofs, where they basically outlawed shake roofs? And if you had a shake roof, they allowed you to repair, what, 20%, 25%?
25%, yeah.
25%. So theoretically, in 4 years, you could do 25%. You could replace your shake roof and kind of skirt that.
Yeah, clearly we don't understand what the city council has voted in. Bottom line, they voted in Title 24. So will they do the Cal Green, which will be something that will be more stringent and likely affect the colors? And on top of that, it will affect cost because it will be harder to produce the products that do not meet the standards. So the price for a roof will increase.
And this whole Title 24, this is limited to Santa Barbara or other municipalities?
No, this is entire California. LA has already adopted this a number of years ago. And so now it's affecting the residential end of Santa Barbara. It's always been part of the commercial end.
Hmm. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. So it could go two ways with this Cal Green, a little more stringent. And the other one, what'd you call SRI?
Solar Reflectivity Index.
Solar Reflectivity Index. I think I got that app on my iPhone. Jack Martin, owner of Action Roofing, and Kirk Mueller, a separate company that was started in the third quarter of 2017, Action Energy. If you want to get a free quote, I know towards the end of this year you're busy and you're trying to get people to meet their deadline to install and get their 30% federal tax rebate. But in 2020, you can still get a 26% federal tax rebate. For the sake of ease of numbers, I'm going to give out one phone number to get a hold of either Jack at Action Roofing or Kirk at Action Energy, separate company, 805-966-3696, 966-3696. God, we're out of time. We spent most of the time with Kirk. Had a quick update on this Title 24 with Jack. So, Jack, you'll have to come back and talk a little more roof talk. Is there just one other, but just in 30 seconds, or do you just wrap it up?
Yeah, this is more of a public service announcement. You know, whether you get a quote from Action Energy or one of the other local contractors out there and you move forward with a solar and battery project, you know, cut us all some slack. We've been doing batteries for quite a while now, but there's a lot of products coming to market. And, you know, the jurisdictions, the building and safety offices are backed up, inundated, trying to learn it all. There's a new code cycle coming out, as Jack was referencing, January 1. So that's going to be a whole nother learning curve. So, you know, understand that there's a lot of moving parts behind a proposal and designing a system and bringing it to fruition and commissioning that thing. So
it's way more complicated than getting an estimate to replace your roof.
Yep, but it is.
Or anything, you know, the house. Okay.
A roof is an actually over-the-counter permit for the most part, with the exception of view areas where we have to get ABR approvals for colors and types. But his process is 1 to 2 months in order to acquire a permit. So that's why we are now, what, November 17th, 18th today?
Right.
And you know,
no way you can do anything
no
this year.
No way we can do anything in 2019.
All right. But again, you still get the federal 26% tax rebate for 2020. So plan on that. All right. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay. The rest of you, stay tuned. We'll come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.